Hello. Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 7th of November 2016, and this is the 470th Mole Out Loud podcast. I am slowly edging myself up to 500. I'm not quite sure when that will happen. 30 podcasts from now, I suppose that is about 6 weeks. Well, it is 6 weeks worth of podcasts, but there will be some time off in there, so maybe a couple of months. So that'll be something to kind of recontemplate what I'm doing with these podcasts and how they are going. But I'm a long way from actually perfecting them in any way or seeing how they evolve. They're not finished yet, is I think what I mean. I think they have changed since the beginning, but not substantially. And I think I'm just going to keep them going as they are. Just little tweaks here and there, perhaps, but I quite enjoy doing this format, and as long as I have listeners, this is what I'll do. And I'm also still making mistakes, and maybe that's something I will always do too. So thank you to Beverly for pointing out that podcast 466 was actually 465 repeated. And in fact, I had called it 456, so a very, very confused day that day. So I've put the right one in now. So if you want an older podcast that you haven't heard yet, I've posted the link below this podcast on my website. I've also posted a link to a program I was listening to called The Butterfly Mind. It was on the BBC Radio 4. And it was a writer, David Grieg, I think he's mainly a playwright, who had lost his writing mojo. He was calling it writer's block. I don't know whether I call it that, but it's a kind of a loss of something. However much you sit in front of your writing, it's not there, the spark's not there. And I was really interested in the journey he decided to undertake to try and get this back. So in case any of you are in the same situation, or if you would just like to listen to quite an interesting pursuit of mojo, the link is there. Today the wind has dropped a bit, and this afternoon has become really quite lovely. In fact, so lovely I really wish that I had washed my sheets this morning. I don't usually do this on a Monday because I spend the whole afternoon and evening out. But today my Qigong was cancelled, and so I've been at home this afternoon, quite unexpectedly, and it's been rather nice being gentle. I feel so much like just hibernating at the moment, and I've got lots of things that I really need to do, including preparing myself to kind of leave at a moment's notice, but today I had an hour or so with a jigsaw puzzle, and I just find that a very, very calming thing to do. So I did, and I think it was the right thing to do. I'm not kind of mortified by having done it now. I mean, I haven't finished the puzzle. That's always the difficulty, is knowing when to stop and actually stopping. Things are becoming prepared. A friendly neighbour from down the road has lent me or friendly neighbours, I should say, have lent me their car in case I'm called up north at a really inconvenient time, a time when I can't get a coach or that I really need to get up there quickly. So I can just get in a car and drive if I don't have the kind of leeway that that going by coach requires. So seeing it in my driveway kind of reminds me that I really, really must be ready to go. But I think I've felt this last couple of days anyway. I've just wanted to kind of sit with Boo not being here anymore and just pottering about and being in my space on my own is the best way of doing that. I do hope that you had a really good weekend, that that things went your way, that you were able to combine pleasure and inspiration and rest. I had a morning of ringing and then I was invited out to lunch and had a sort of pottery afternoon. My sister has been away too, so I haven't had any work sessions with her. So it has been a really quiet and lovely, if sad, lovely in the peacefulness of it, but kind of sadly tinged time. And I think tomorrow it will be time to kind of move into this phase of getting ready for the birth. So it's quite a topsy-turvy time, quite strange. And at the moment I'm trying to organise a ringing festival at the end of the month, and we realised today that there was a clash of a concert being on at the same time as the ringing festival, so I've been trying to work out that muddle. So that has been my day today, and I'm going to wander down into town and for bell ringing this evening. I'm about to go and get myself something to eat, and then I shall have a lovely walk into town and enjoy this evening. Of course, it's light now here because we're heading for summer, so it's not walking in the dark. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.